Rising tensions over the crisis in Venezuela are currently a major talking point among citizens. We have been speaking to dozens of them on the streets of the EU's de facto capital, Brussels. Everyone we spoke to, without exception, said the United States and its EU allies should not interfere in the country's domestic affairs.
It's just to go in and get the oil, I would expect, and I don't think he would have a credible plan, and he would probably try to draw Britain in again, and he would try and draw in European partners, and I don't think it would work.
Peace for Venezuela, peace for all the people, not from Guaido Trump. It's an answer for the people of Venezuela, not for Trump.
They have problems, they have big problems, but we are not the people that must go and say you have to do this and you have to do that.
History has shown that ordinary people are very much against military intervention and war. However, that does not fit the agenda of people like US President Donald Trump, peace activists warn. Washington's sanctions against Venezuela are contributing to a growing humanitarian crisis, and President Nicolas Maduro believes Trump is using this crisis as a pretext for a military coup attempt. Maduro was sworn in for a second term last month, but the US and its allies claim opposition leader Juan Guaido is the interim leader of the country until such time as fresh elections take place.
New presidential elections.
The EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, has reiterated she does not recognize Maduro as Venezuelan president. The US and key EU countries claim the last elections were rigged in Maduro's favor, but critics say they simply want to control the country's vast energy reserves. They say the West's interference in other nations has proven disastrous.
In my personal opinion, Venezuela should solve its problems by itself.
Are you worried about President Trump?
I am. I'm glad I'm not a US citizen.
I think, we shouldn't invade countries.
Do you think Trump should stay out of Venezuela and let them sort out their own problems? Or
I think probably yes. I think he's probably best staying out of all of those sorts of things, yes.
For many years now, critics of the EU have been accusing the bloc of blindly following Washington's lead when it comes to foreign policy. A considerable number of EU lawmakers and indeed citizens agree that should drastically change, particularly under the presidency of Donald Trump. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.